Hi, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Parah, the third parak, Mishnahs 8 and 9. Samchu yadehem alav, amrlo, ishi kohen gadol, tvolachas. They laid their hands on him, and they said to him, "My lord, the kohen gadol, immerse once." Yared v'tavol, so he went down and made one immersion, v'ala v'nistapeg, and he came up and dried himself. V'eitzim hayu mesudarim sham, and wood was arranged there. Atze arazim v'aranim uberoshim v'atze te'ena chalaka. Cedar wood, pine, spruce, and smooth fig tree wood. V'osinoso kemin migdal. They set it up like a tower. Umefatkin ba chalonos, and with open windows in it. V'chazisa marava, and its forepart was towards the west. So it was the elders of Israel who laid their hands on the Kohen. And we're talking about a Kohen Gadol in the Mishnah, although it could be done by a regular Kohen as well. And he dried himself with a towel. These wood that we talked about have no holes or knots in them, and so therefore they're preferable for burning. And we say it was like a tower, is wide at the bottom, narrow at the top, and open sections so that the air could come in and boost the fire. And it faced it towards the west, which is towards the sanctuary, towards the Mizbeach. Mishnah 9. Kifatuha b'chevel shel magag, v'nasunuha al gav hamaracha, rosha b'darom, ufanea l'marav. So they bound it with a magag rope and placed it on top of the pile, talking about the paraduma, its head on the south and its face to the west. And a magag rope is made of a kind of reed, so that the entire ritual can be executed by a substance not susceptible to ritual impurity. Hakohen omeh b'mizrach ufanav l'marav, so the Kohen would stand on the east with his face to the west. Shachat b'mimino v'kibel b'smolo, he would slaughter with his right hand and receive the blood in his left hand. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'mino haya mekabel. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, he received the blood in his right hand, but no sin l'smolo, and then put it into his left hand. Umaz b'mino, and he would sprinkle with his right hand. Tavol v'hiza sheva pa'amim keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. He would immerse himself and spray seven times towards the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, Al Kol HaZayat Tefillah, and for every sprinkling he would immerse again. Gamar Mulihazos, Kinach Es Yado Begufa, Shelpara. So when he concluded the sprinkling, he would wipe his hand on the body of the cow. Yared Vesisa Es Eish HaBaalitos, and he would come down and kindle the fire with chips of wood. Rav Akiva Omer Becharios. Rav Akiva said he would do it with palm branches. Tomorrow we will do Mishnahs 10 and 11.